The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is the lady that puts the art in chart. It's the Duchess, Nicola Duke. You're on, Nick?
I am.
Cool, let's get straight into it, because I've got to explain
to you. Because we've got four charts in 3 minutes.
Yes. And the first one is going to take a bit of explaining. It's Motive Bio, MTFB. We've covered this before, but they've had some news today about raising funds. Now, what's different about this? The placing, normally a company will reveal the price, you know, the placing has been done at to raise funds. They haven't, and it's been done by an accelerated book build today, the results of which will be announced at 3 p.m. today. Now, they're in clinical phase 3 studies for their drug Eclipram, which is a potential blockbuster drug. This means $1 billion of revenue a year, right? So they've done Revive 1, phase 3. It passed that. Doing Revive 2, that's where they're going. That's what they need the funds for. It's exactly the same as Revive 1, except the patients they're using are different and they're different geographical areas. So you would think, it's been suggested, that the results would be the same, which would be a success. And this happening is a good thing for Motive Bio, but of course, there's uncertainty about the placing price today. So, you know, I've got someone knocking on the door there. It's my kid, I think, but ignore them. But so, look at the chart. Let's take a look at the chart and see where support levels are at, Nick, and see what you can see on the chart here. MTFB.
Yeah, MTFB, you know, has had that really lovely rally end of March, beginning of April, and we're now in a correction of it. I really do think we made a solid bottom in December, January, and now I'd like to see another leg higher. We've got two support levels. I really don't want to see it close below the 50-day moving average, which is at 31.50. Mm-hmm. And actually, the Fibonacci support is a little bit lower at 30.50. So we could have a little bit of a look below the 50-day moving average, but I wouldn't want to see it close below 30.50. So that's what I'm looking at. If it does, I think we'll see a full retest of the lows. Perhaps that might indicate some disappointment with what they're doing, and that would be a full ABC correction down to 24. I mean, there it's a decent buy, but yeah. It's a long way down from here, that's all I'm saying. So keep an eye on the 50-day moving average and the 30-50 price, because when we rally, first target is 50, second target is 65.
Yeah, okay. And worth noting as well, compared to peers who are in similar stages of development, right, they are like valued at, you know, less than a third, sometimes in a fifth of what the peers are valued at. So you'd suggest a re-rate happening here. Okay, next one is N4 Pharma. There's getting a bit of traction here. I've had Nigel on the podcast a couple of times, and they're about reformulating drugs. And N4P, what's it like on the chart, Nick?
It looks like a cryptocurrency. This chart's amazing. Okay, so, you know, we have interim resistance between 12 and 12.25, and that's where we've stalled. We could potentially come all the way back to test support at 11, but we haven't finished going up. The next Fibonacci projection target is 14.65. Wow. So if you're long, stay long. If you're not and you want to buy it, this isn't a great place. We know we are sort of overbought, tipping over on the RSI, but there is really good support to buy against at 11.
Okay, marvellous stuff. Next one is very popular on Twitter. There's a lot of hype and, surrounding it. I haven't really studied this stock a lot. There's Nota Minerals, NYO. What do you reckon on the chart, Nick?
Nyota Minerals is, yeah, you know, it's been going sideways for so long. But here we are back above the 200-day moving average with a kind of messy double bottom. So I think quite a good chance. And, you know, on a weekly chart, this looks like pretty good to go, you know. I think that we should find support today or this week around 0.06. So that involves another little bit of a look below the 200-day, perhaps hold it. You know, we've got to come back and retest it and find support there. And then this is good to go. I think we should go back at least to the highs, which is 0.14, 0.16 takes us to the trend line.
Yeah.
So this looks good. One more little push lower around 0.06. I think it's a great buy.
Okay. And the last one is the People's Operator, T-Pop. A very bullish trading update a couple of months back, and their final results are due out soon, but they're delayed for some reason. And I think that's creating uncertainty here. And because of this, you know, the price is grinding lower. But essentially, what they do is that they're one of these mobile operators don't have their own infrastructure like Tesco Mobile, that's similar to that. But 10% of the bill goes to charity. And that's not on top of what you pay. It's within the price, and it's comparable with other operators as well. And also, Jimmy Whale, Mr. Wikipedia, is on the board. So what's that? It floated, right? At 100 million market cap a couple of years back at like 1.20 or 1.30. And now it's down at 5.4 pence. So, but they look to be turning the company around. Could be a good recovery story if the results come out and their forward guidance is good. What do you think, though, Nick? The chart's not looking good, is it?
It's not looking good, but there's potential for good Fibonacci support, 4.5 to 4.8. So, you know, where we are now, 5.5, is also, you know, it's the 61.8 retracement of the entire rally from the January low. That is quite common. You know, I think if we bounce back, you know, from here, then we'll at least go to 7.4. And then above 7.4, we can say we've bottomed. And we should see another leg higher in this stock to at least match the January rally and take us back to actually tag the 200-day moving average. Like, at a minimum, you know, that's what we should see from here. So I think that we could hold the 61.8 retracement today at 5.5, but more likely we do a full ABC correction and go down to about 4.5, 4.8, and I'd like to see a really decent rally from there back to the 200-day moving average, which today is at 10.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Marvellous. Nicola, if you put those charts on the company pages at Fox and send me the charts as well, I'll put them on the blog at foxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.